The Big Breakfast with Martin Fundamadva.
This guy is really good.
On OFM, the sound of your life.
Hi, it's Martin from The Big Breakfast on OFM. So this week on the show, we found out that our very own Sam Ludidi was actually a recording artist.
What we're going to do first is listen to Sam's song. This is what started this whole conversation. Sam Ludidi was 16 years old. Can you imagine? Pimple-faced, 16-year-old, playing first-team cricket. Sam Ludidi. What high school were you?
Hudson Park.
In Hudson Park. He's klasleier ook, né? Hy baie pelle, ten minste 11. En hier het hy nou die girl. Liefde van sy lewe, hy besluit, weet jy wat? Kom, ek gaan neem 'n liedjie op. En ek los dit op die internet. So dat my collega's dit 10 jaar later kan ontdek. This is Sam Ludidi with Confessions.
Not a day goes by without me asking why. Things have gotta be like this, how did it all just die? I still remember the time, it was just you and I. Girl, I felt so good, I believed that I could fly. But now that's in the past, wish that I kicked my ass. For never asking the most important question to ask. Even would you be my girl, I'll give you the whole world. Even if that includes all the diamonds and pearls. But still my feelings are true, despite me not telling
you. You can rhyme a little bit, eh?
Only regret I have not confessing to you. My life and life without you.
Do you think you feel the same way?
He even got someone else to do the chorus.
He got the girl that he wrote it for, probably. Who is this?
No, this is a friend of mine.
Is it not maybe why the chick didn't like you? Because you had another girl in the song.
Could be that. Alright, so that's Confessions, right?
Yeah.
And you said you got about 5 downloads.
Yeah, something
like that. If you get 20 downloads, according to the World Organization of Music Unions, then you're a recording artist. So we're going to try and get 20 people to download that song.
Fair enough.
We then had a chat around babysitting nightmares.
Ora FM, dit is ook hoekom jy baie versigtig moet wees as jou kinders stil raak op 'n Sondagoggend, want hulle besluit om hulle Hot Wheels in die microwave te sit omdat dit Hot Wheels is.
You said there's a photo of this.
There is I just want to find it. Here it is for you here, Martin. If you look on the screen above you, there's there.
That's where you go straight to the shop to get a new microwave.
Yeah, there's. Currently, there's 2 Hot Wheels and 1 other looks like an Action Man scooter or something like that.
Wow.
That's now currently been nuked.
Last one.
Goeiemôre WFM, Shani so. Ja, in laas jaar in Hartenbos op die strand, my laaie is nou 5. Toe sê my vrou, sy gaan gou vir ons 'n roomhuis koop. Toe sê ek vir haar, "Get hierdie man, moenie worry nie, ek sal kyk." Ja, toe kyk ek al die mooi sambrele op die strand. Toe ek weer sien, toe kry ek nie my laaie nie. Toe soek ek hom, toe sit hy met 'n ander meisietjie wat dieselfde ouderdom is en lekker kastele bou ver van my af. So ja. Like father, like son. Lekker dag julle. Bye.
Is dit nie selfe wie se laaie vir my braai gereed het by die stem lokaal nie?
Yeah. Kid seems to have the right ideas.
So hy daag op by 'n plek, maak die kind los en dan waar kan die kind eindig? Daar begin hy 'n party. Interesting strategy. Ek dink die les hier vanmôre is as jy wil hê iemand moet na jou kinders kyk, maak seker hulle is gekwalifiseer en nie soos ek of Danke nie. Get the pros.
And finally, we kept each other honest by figuring out. And finally, we kept each other honest by sharing what we've learned this week.
Dunks, what have you got?
Mine's a story about winning in life and losing in life and then winning again. It's about a guy called Anthony Irvin, who was a swimmer who won a gold medal in the 2000 Olympics for the USA. He retired at 22 and he became quite a serious drug addict. And at moments, he didn't even get off the sofa for days on end. And he obviously realized that this can't be. He has to change his life. He got back into swimming again. And at the 2016 Olympics, 16 years later, became the oldest swimmer to ever win a gold medal. 16-year hiatus.
Wow.
It's just a thing of where you think, how much could he have done in the time in between? But at least the guy got his life together, Anthony Irvin.
That's very wonderful. Wow. That's wonderful. Do you guys swim?
Yeah. I swim.
I believe everybody should swim. Swimming is great. Everybody should swim because if you don't, you will drown.
Ach, nee, my Martin.
Yes.
Thanks.
Is that what you learned this week?
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Pulled up, reeled them in, knocked them down.
Yeah, it took me 12 minutes to write that joke. Okay, and then this week I learned that if you point your car keys to your head, if you put your remote next to your brain, it increases the remote signal range by up to 50% because you're essentially turning your skull into an antenna.
the fluids in your head make a very good conductor, and it increases the range of your remote.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Dit klink vir my baie ongesond.
Yeah, well, if you're operating the heavy-duty steel doors at a mine shaft, I wouldn't try it, you know, but...
Microwave, maybe don't try using that. Oh, he's got a remote control microwave.
You're already living in 2050, my man.
For that and anything else you might have missed on the show, go to our blog, the Big Breakfast blog, on ofm.co.za. Please enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you back Monday morning, 6 a.m. for the Big Breakfast right here on OFM, the sound of your life.
The Big Breakfast with Martin van der Merwe.
This guy is really good.
On OFM, the sound of your life.